wonderful to sing together and to declare these things. As I said at the start, we're going to be thinking about carrying on in that celebration, telling people about Jesus. Well, that's something that we've been doing most Sundays, actually. We share and we learn about what God has done in our life. We declare those things in song. One of the things we've been doing as well is looking through the story. And in that, we've set ourselves this task of learning the different ways in which God has spoken throughout time, and likewise what that's come to mean for our lives. As we've looked at it, we've thought about the big story stuff, but also the small story stuff. What does that mean for us today? Well, the story, what we're going to be thinking about today is Jesus' ministry, what that looked like. And one of the things that Jesus did which was so special was that he spoke in parables. And that was a parable we just watched on the screen, perhaps you might like to watch it again when you get home. Well, that parable, we're going to be thinking about that. Let me tell you what happened. We read about it in Mark 4. Now, Jesus said that parable, there he was on the boat. And afterwards, the disciples came up and they were asking, what was all this about? And Jesus explained how parables were important for making sure that there was a right understanding in our hearts about what was being said. You're not just kind of thinking about it, knowing what it means for us. And then he went on to explain what that parable meant. Now, he didn't explain every parable. Some we still scratch our head about it, how we think. But for the disciples, he explained what that parable meant. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back through. I've got some pictures from the different parts of the video. You can remember what was happening, and then we'll see what Jesus said about that. So here is how the video started. It started with a farmer. Now, he wasn't on a tractor, he was on a horse. He was just walking along it. Can anyone tell me what he was doing as he was walking along? He was reaching his hand out the back. What was he pulling out? Seeds. Exactly right. And then, what was he doing with the seeds? Did he put them in his other pocket? No. What was he doing? What was he doing with them? Spreading them out like this. He was going like this. And someone over here, and someone over there. He was spreading them all around as he walked in. He would reach into his bag, and he would grab a handful of seeds, and he would spread them out. Can you imagine a farmer doing that today in a similar way? Maybe someone out in the vegetable plots or whatever else. Who wouldn't have big fancy machines like they do nowadays? But they get the seed and they spread it out across the field because they want to grow stuff to eat. So, here's what Jesus said about that farmer. The farmer sows the word. We've heard of the parable which talked about as seed. But Jesus said, well, it's the word. It's going out and spreading news, word about God. And that's what we continue to do today. We share God's word, we see what's happened in the Bible, and we tell that to other people. The farmer goes out and shares the word and tells people about it. Well, as we saw, the seeds landed on different kinds of soil. And so let's have a think about that. What happened to this poor seed? Oh, it's a bit sad story we came up with this seed. Where did they land? Where did this seed land? Someone guess? And the younger group guessed. There was someone, what were they doing the first time that was coming along? They were walking. So what might that be? It didn't look like good soil, it was probably a problem. A path. Exactly. Is that what you're going to say? A path. Or close to that. Well, what happened to the seed? Someone stood on it, and then what happened? Can you remember? The bird came along and gobbled it all up. The bird was totally thinking, that's yummy in my tummy. But here's what Jesus said about that. As we think about the birds coming and taking those seeds away, those seeds that have had a chance, here's what Jesus said. Some people are like the seeds along the path. Where the word is sown, remember how we're talking about the word, about God, people tell people about Jesus and about God, where it's sown, it's along the path. As soon as they hear it, Jesus says that Satan comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. Now, Satan can be tempting people right from the word go. In fact, when we heard about Jesus starting out his ministry, we hear that he was tempted by the devil. And it's words like, God, really say that? Are you sure? And he gave him lots and lots of different temptations. Well, this poor seed, it's heard the word, the word's gone out there, but before it's even had a chance, Satan has come and taken that away. That's really sad to hear. But what happened next? What's the next picture? What happened to this poor fella? Looks a bit. What's up with him? Quick, we can put what would you say? Quick, let's see. That this poor man shoots up. Lots of enthusiasm. Can you see the smile on his face? But as soon as he got going, what's the matter with this poor man, with this poor prop? Can someone tell me over here? What was the matter with it? I'll give you a clue, it's not a problem that we have to talk about. What's the problem with the class? He didn't have enough water. That's what you said. He didn't have enough water. What we hear about the soil and what we read about the Jesus explains it is that where these seeds landed, there was lots of rocks. And of course, they couldn't get the roots out of it. They're not going to get nice water, like there are plenty of in Scotland. And they're not going to get all the nutrients that we need to grow big and to grow strong. Here's what Jesus said. Others, like the seeds sown in the rocky places, they hear the word, and once they receive it with joy, they have the plant sprung up. But there's a problem. You see, they have no roots, so they last only a short time. And then when trouble comes or when persecution, that's when some people take issue with people's faith and they start to say nasty words or even nasty actions towards believers. When persecution comes, here's what happens. Because when persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Unfortunately, those seeds have not had a good chance to get themselves well grounded, well nourished, and well watered, and then the challenging times come. Unfortunately, those plants don't last. What happened next? Which was a bit of a scary scene, wasn't it? There they were, grown up, who's lurking in the background. Maybe you've got some of these in your garden as well. They pop up, some people call them dandelions and lots of other names. Of course, we've done that in our garden. What happened to these poor seeds? Who were they growing alongside? Maybe some of the young people over here tell me. Who were they growing alongside? Jackie Nettles, exactly right. They were going alongside Jackie Nettles. I'm glad Jackie Nettles is here, he's not me. But imagine, if you're a plant, you're trying to grow up with lots of nettles, like nettles will grow anywhere. And there's these nettles where there's some other weeds there, and they're nasty. And you know what they do? They stop them from growing. Because all of a sudden they're fighting for the sunlight, they're fighting for all the water that's in the soil, and they're fighting for all the nutrients. There they are growing up together, and it's not a good story for the good crop, is it? Here's what Jesus said about that. Still, others sown like the seed among the thorns or the weeds or the nettles and all that. They hear the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come and they choke the word and they make it unfruitful. In other words, there's lots of other things going on around us. Really hard to get going. It's really hard to get established and to follow after God with all these things that are going on. Quite tricky. Well, let's have a look at this one. This is the one that I really like. This is one when you cheer. Yes, it's going well. Because remember, as that farmer sowed his seed, yes, some of it fell in these hard places. These places were really tricky for plants to grow. But some of it also fell in the good soil. And here it is growing and it goes up and up and up. And then the last thing is looking at it across that wonderful image of the seed to be nice and strong and growing and producing lots of crop that the farmer will be able to eat and to be able to sell to feed his family. Here's what Jesus said about that. On the next slide. Others, like the seed sown in the good soil, they hear the word, that's the word that's been shared. They accept it, and they produce a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times what is sown. Well, that's encouraging to hear, isn't it? That seed goes out and lands on good soil. just like people hearing about God, hearing the news about Jesus Christ, and plants on good soil, and they grow nice and strong. Well, remember how I started with a joke about ministers keeping their sermons nice and short? As we read parables, there's something special about them. But they send us away thinking. They send us away scratching our head. Like I said, some parables we have explained them, and others we don't. But this one here, Jesus has explained it. And so we go and we think about what that means. Maybe as we're looking out across the farmer's field and we're walking past or driving past, we get a chance to think about that. Maybe as we're just doing our different daily tasks, we have a chance to think about that parable, think about that farmer, going out sharing the word about God and about Jesus. Well, that's where it happens. Do lots of that thinking, lots of that extraction. But to kind of lead us into that, I'm just going to share a few examples of how I've been reflecting on this week. The first of all is the imperative of joining in this tradition. This tradition of going out there and sharing the word. That was what Peter was doing at Pentecost. He got up and he told people about Jesus. Now, we have lots of traditions in the church and in our families, but here's one that's really, really important. Carry on in sharing the news. We do that in lots of different ways. We welcome people in. We go out and share with people at school and at home and in lots of different places. And as we're there, there are people who are sharing the word, the news about Jesus Christ, as we live our lives in that way. But likewise, we've got to remember those people that have shared that news with us. And so we're part of that tradition. And what wonderful we celebrate as we think of these things. There's something else. And that is that we need to be prepared. Now, the church that I grew up in was a church that had scouts. Now, some churches have boys brigade, some churches have scouts, and hopefully the people who are boys brigade won't hold it against me that I went to the scouts. But one of the important one of the good things I learned about the scouts was that phrase, be prepared. And that covers lots of different things. You can be ready for whatever. Well, as we think about this parable that Jesus spoke, I think there's some important things that we need to be prepared for. Firstly, I think we need to prepare that sometimes things aren't quite as well as we expect. And sometimes that's going to be purple. As we saw, some of that seed fell in rocky places. Some of that seed fell in soil that really wants to be overgrown. It wants to be hard for the farmer. It had hopes for it that it would grow in a big, strong crop. It didn't go as he expected. Sometimes we're going to share the news about Jesus Christ, and that's going to be challenging. There's going to be lots of different influences that come and make it hard for people to respond. You need to be ready for that part way. But remember that with soil, there's lots of second chances as we dig over and as we start again year by year, sharing, spreading the word, planting seeds. We need to be ready and be prepared for our party. But likewise, we need to be prepared and ready to share a blessing. Think about that, the wonderful seed as those crops grew up nice and big and strong. We get to share and be ready for that wonderful news as we get it together. Should we share a short word of prayer together? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Your word that has been shared with us. We thank you for the blessing that it is to know this in our life, and likewise the call to go and share with others. And you can help us with this as we continue to reflect on the words that Jesus has shared, the stories that he has told. Bless us, we pray.